Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. And now we have in studio Ryan Wiggins.
Oh my gosh, you guys, stop.
It's been a big day.
Stop, but thank you very much. I just appreciate the time. And just coming in here, you know, as often as I do, just being able to talk on the radio with you is just such a privilege. So appreciate that.
Take it away.
Oh, I'm supposed to keep going. Well, okay.
Ryan, we appreciate the effort you put in every day to the show. Really, how did you get to this point in your life? Really, what brought you here?
I would say it's my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that has brought me to this point. I know it sounds like a joke, but I wouldn't be where I am without...
It's true.
I don't know how to change from sounding like I'm joking.
Because of or in spite of who you are.
Yeah, it's true. So to answer your question...
The level of vocal fry is making me uncomfortable.
It's coming from a lot. Being a fry yourself.
Yes, I'm the police dog.
I don't know how to answer your question. There's so much... What makes a man, you know, I think is what you're asking.
No, that's Tuesdays.
And the answer is...
hey, Ethan, come
chopping
in here.
Wood.
Yes. I'm going to tell you what, my husband...
With your shirt off.
Well, my husband was chopping wood a few years ago because a tree fell and we decided to save a little money and clean it up ourselves. And apparently he did that when he was a kid because they had a wood-burning stove that heated the house or something out in the country.
You
where
can't chop it with a chainsaw.
No, he was chopping with an axe.
Okay, good.
He
shirt on?
Well, no, he was splitting wood.
Yeah,
which
splitting
is
wood.
Probably what you mean by chopping wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a shirt on.
Okay.
You weren't there, so.
I'm just saying that's what you have to do to be a man.
Take your shirt off?
And split wood.
Have you ever split wood?
I'm not a man.
This is the easiest argument I've ever. Have you ever split wood? Could you split wood?
I have no idea. I've never done it. We do have a wood-burning fireplace, but we just collect it from things that have fallen out of trees. It's the easy way.
Do you ever buy bundles of wood?
We
that were split by a man?
Yes, we have. But the problem is our fireplace doesn't get enough draft to it, so we pretty much have to use Duraflame no matter what because it just doesn't get enough air to it.
Brad, you split wood?
I have. I don't have a fireplace currently, which makes me sad.
What did you split wood for?
We were
the
on
camera.
Camping.
Well, we were camping, vacations.
You made me take my shirt off. You're not doing it right. If I know one thing about splitting wood, Brad.
You're not quite a man yet.
It's
you
not
can
glistening
get
there, enough. No, the house I grew up in had a fireplace, and we would split wood for that. But yeah, I haven't done it in my new place.
What's the most manly thing you do, Ryan? Serious question.
The most manly thing I do?
Yeah.
I drink milk straight out of the carton. I don't even ask. I don't think about who's watching.
Brad, you're a car guy. You can fix cars. That's manly.
I can fix cars, yeah.
Ryan, do you have your wife pump your gas?
No, but that's an X's and Y's question. I've got that written down about why. And look, I'll preview
question?
It right now.
Let's just do it now. We're killing
right
time till Ethan elevates the show.
Why? I'm not even. I'm making a presumption in the question that I'm not even allowing you to change the presumption because I know that it's true.
Okay.
Why do women hate pumping their own gas?
Because we shouldn't have to.
So I'm right. So women do hate pumping their own gas.
I don't hate pumping my own gas. I like my husband to pump the gas for me.
Why won't you just do it?
I don't have to because he will.
There are two adults in your family and my family. Two cars.
Mm-hmm.
Why does one adult have to pump the gas in both cars since two people drive the cars?
My husband doesn't think he has to. He does it because he wants to.
But you don't want to is my point. Why
no,
don't,
I don't
you
want
to.
I do. When I need gas, I go get gas. I don't. I know that there's kind of a thing about women always leaving their car on empty.
Yes.
I drive. I'm the primary driver of my vehicle. But if the whole family is going somewhere, we go in my vehicle. And if it's. He doesn't worry about how much gas is in my car. He doesn't monitor. If he's in the car and it's below. If it's at a quarter tank, he'll go get gas for me. But I don't ask him to do it.
Oh, I'll do the same thing. The problem is the car is never at a quarter tank. It's always with the light on. I don't understand it. And I asked her, I said, why do you hate pumping gas? I mean, really, if there's a problem we could solve here. And she said, I don't know. I just hate it. I just hate doing it. So I don't know the solution to it. I just don't know why.
It's gross and dirty. I don't want to smell like gasoline. I don't want to touch that handle that everybody else has touched. I don't want to stand out there at the gas station. I don't want to do any of that stuff. But I do it all the time, probably near weekly. I mean, I have to probably put gas in my car every 6 days, 5 to 6 days.
Oh, my wife will do it.
Yeah.
She just hates doing it, and she never fills the car up.
Is there anything you hate doing?
Not as badly as she hates pumping gas. Brad, have you ever had...
That's not true.
Have you ever had somebody at a gas station ask you to help them pump gas? Usually a woman.
Sure.
Have you ever had a man help you pump gas?
I've never had a man ask me to help pump gas, but I have had women ask me. Elderly women.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's usually an elderly woman, and I don't mind doing that. It's like when you're at the grocery store and they ask you to get something down off the top shelf or something like that. That's not a big deal.
PSA announcement to all elderly people in general, not even just elderly women, but especially women. If you ask somebody younger to help you with something at a grocery store, they're always happy to do it.
Yes.
I can speak from experience. If anybody ever asks me anything, or if you're handicapped or anything like that, if you need help and you ask me, I'm always glad. And anybody I ever see that in that situation, always glad.
Yeah, no shame in it whatsoever.
Exactly.
I just don't know why you hate women.
They're different. They're different from me.
Do you prefer the same? I don't know. My husband likes me because I'm different.
Don't make that into a video.
Clip that.
Don't make that into a video. That is one of the reasons.
Don't you like women because of their differences from you?
Yes. Yes.
Don't you like to get gas for her?
No. No,
then don't do it.
I do like to help her in whatever way possible.
That's not true.
But
you don't like to help her get gas.
But here's why I don't like to go get gas for her, because usually it's because I'm in a situation where I have to take her car. She drives the SUV because
she's
with the
kids a
little more.
That sounds like a you problem, not a her problem.
And then, oh, it's a last minute change. Oh, we got to take your car because my car's over here. Whatever it is, a circumstance arises in which we have to take her car. And we're already running late, and now we have to stop and get gas because you didn't stop.
Why aren't
you
taking your car?
I don't know. Whatever circumstance it is, everybody won't fit in
mine. Give me a good one where all of a sudden the gas in her car has to become your problem, where you judge her femininity for not wanting to pump it on her time.
I don't know what the circumstance is, but usually it's because my car is a little bit smaller than hers. She has the SUV because she has the kids with her more. So... I may have to transport a machine.
Do you think that Mrs. Wiggins is intentionally setting you up with an empty tank?
No, absolutely not. She just didn't fill it up when it needed it.
Maybe she was busy.
Oh, I'm sure she was, but I also know her schedule pretty well to know that she was probably just driving home.
Ryan, I'm not going to buy your argument about, now we got to go and a surprise, we got to stop and get gas. You just said earlier in this interview that Katie usually has, you know, less than half a tank. The light's always on. Build that into your schedule. You know you're going to have to stop if you're going to take her car. So just be ready for it.
My point is it's a last minute thing. It doesn't happen a lot.
It doesn't
happen. But when it happens, I'm like, oh, and now we have to stop and get gas. Because in a circumstance where you obviously already needed it because the light was on, you just didn't stop on the way home because you just didn't feel like it. That's what I don't like. That's the problem.
How could Mrs. Wiggins serve you better?
I don't love the framing of that question.
It's just the question. Because obviously you feel a certain type of way.
There is a way in which everybody's day could go smoother. And I'm all about efficiency. And that is when you need gas, when it gets below a quarter tank or whatever, especially if the light's on.
If it's a last minute change, how could she possibly know that you were going to need gas?
Because before you always have to be ready for a last minute change. You always have to be prepared
for
the worst. But I can't do that for her. I'm not in the car. I can tell her all the time, just fill it up when it needs it.
Then use your own car.
I can't fit a piece of drywall or some long pole or something in my car.
What are you doing with drywall?
That's a separate question.
I'm bringing it home to Mrs. Wiggins so she can take care of the wall.
Let's say I got to move a really big toy.
Honey, do you need the mud too?
Whatever it is.
How about some tape or whatever you call that stuff?
Whatever the situation warrants, the SUV is going to fit it better than my littler car. So all of a sudden, we got to take the SUV. It doesn't have any gas. And it could have. It could have had gas. Everybody's life could have been a lot easier.
Sounds like mostly just yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Mine... I'm just saying, just lean into it.
Okay.
If you want her to take better care of you and your time, you need to tell her that.
Oh, no, I don't care about my overall time. It's not as if I'm like, oh, I wish I would have saved an extra minute here. It's when you're late and then you have to build that in. That's when it happens. And I can't tell you how what that is.
What kind of emergency drywall situation are we talking about here that involves you running to the store in an SUV to buy drywall?
And stopping to... Get gas is going to just make it impossible.
Right. Hey, everybody's having fun. I just thought of a circumstance. I thought of a real circumstance. I had to leave my car somewhere the other day to go make a trip to do something. I don't even remember what it was. But I had to leave my car away from the house.
Big.
Brad had to take me home from work, right?
Yeah.
This was just last week.
Yeah, I had to take you to the Christmas party and then home.
And yeah, and I got to drink a little bit at the Christmas party.
Why?
Because I wasn't driving. I don't remember
what
exactly
does that have
why.
To do with your wife being bad at driving?
That's not what I said. That is not what I said at all.
That's what I heard. It's the woman code.
So when Brad takes me home, he takes me to our house, and I forgot. Oh shoot! I left my car down not that far, but it wasn't far.
That's not true because I asked you if we needed to stop and get your car.
So I said no. Let's just go straight home. So we're in a situation later where it was like, oh, now we have to go get my car, which is fine. But then we have to build in time to go get gas because you don't have gas in this car and we weren't going to have to take your car. That stuff, it's not the end of the world.
So you just told that whole story often. And it's your wife's fault?
It always is. That's the whole point of the segment. It's always her fault for not filling the car up. And the original question was...
I understand your perspective.
The original question was, why do women hate filling up their gas tank?
I have a solution for you. Just move to New Jersey. You're not even allowed to pump your own gas there.
Well, I guess that is the solution.
His
I guess
solution
I'm
is you should
to
leave.
New Jersey.
I think you should leave.
This is just like your dream. This is what it meant. It meant you were moving to New Jersey.
That is my dream. Honey, we're finally making it happen. We're going to Newark. Our dreams have come true.
User on YouTube says, Ryan, pumping gas, putting the seat down, saying I love you are always to show appreciation for the wife. But it sounds like you just don't really feel appreciated.
I refuse to answer your loaded question.
It's not really loaded. It's pretty straightforward.
It is a loaded question.
What's loaded about it?
Say it again.
It sounds like you don't feel appreciated. User was saying these are ways to show appreciation for your wife. The fact that you know that she doesn't like to pump gas that every time you pump gas for her, it's an opportunity to show her you appreciate her.
Oh, every time I'm in her car, I fill it up for her. There's no doubt about
it. I know,
her.
But it sounds like you do it with rage.
No, I do it because, especially in those circumstances, I'm like, oh, this is going to be better for everybody.
Yeah, so it's not for her.
I'm going to fill her car up. She won't have to fill it up for a long time. Here. I hopefully won't either. It's good for everybody.
I filled this car up for you for me.
But to answer your question about appreciation, it's not about appreciation. It is purely about efficiency. It is all about efficiency. And there are times where it would have been way easier if she had just done her duty and filled the car or put any gas in the car at all.
I really don't think that I could make my point any better than you just made it yourself.
I think we'll leave that to the listeners. You can text in and let us know.
Oh, okay. 314-241-9797.
Everything's a subscription now. Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Ethan's nice piece.
What? What?
Excuse me?
Ooh,
what?
We weren't listening. Ethan's nice piece?
Yeah. Care to specify?
It's the segment. No. It's saying it's setting up a great segment.
Sports and local with Ethan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Yes.
A lot of people weighing in on the last segment, by the way. 314-241-9797. And most of them are against me.
Breaking news.
Somebody called us DEI.
What a shocker.
No, that one was against all of us.
We didn't know that. You're a white dude. You're not a DEI hire. I think that might have been a shot at me.
I'm not sure.
Ethan.
Annie.
We hired you because you're a ginger.
Yeah.
Go on.
For representation.
This is the angriest that I've ever seen him.
That's, you know, like a little ginger.
Wow.
Like Sports. A little leprechaun who's got some spare time in the college football postseason. Go on. Sports and Local.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to try and move forward. That's the most,
really?
That's the meanest thing Annie's ever said to me.
I'm a little upset now.
Oh, this is great.
You're the tallest person in the room. You're twice the size of Ryan.
I'm also the furthest from a ginger here, too. So that's perfect.
We're finally getting some integrity.
Let's go ahead and move forward here. Sports and Local. Sports gambling, as we know, was legalized in Missouri on December 1st. And, well, the state cashed out in week one, $73 million in wagers.
Way to go, Mo.
Yeah. No kidding. Here's the interesting part. I don't know if you guys care at all about this. I think this is kind of interesting. All of these companies that got the license to for Missouri specifically, so like it's FanDuel and DraftKings.
Man, the signs are up on the casinos and stuff too now.
Yeah, it's everywhere. But these, I think there's like six or seven different like apps, websites that you can do sports gambling through in Missouri. All of them have bonus bets where if you put down like, I think sometimes it's $5, sometimes it's $10. They'll give you $100, $300, $150 back in their money to bet. And, you know, my mindset was like, oh, man, it's basically like free money if you're smart with it. So, you know, I'm plus like a couple $100 in just these bonus bets. But what I will say, I think we've talked about this before maybe. I've gambled very little in my life. I went to Vegas once, and that's the only time I'd ever gambled before. I can totally see how you could get hooked on this.
Yeah.
Because once you're in and once you kind of get that feel, it's like, ooh. So if you're going to do it, just be careful. Make sure you're in a good space to do it. And if you're not, then don't do it. But Missouri certainly is reaping the benefit of sports gambling being legalized through the first couple of
Have
weeks.
You ever placed a bet on a sporting event, Ethan?
Yes.
Brad?
No.
Ryan?
Only when I'm playing in it.
Professionally.
Will I throw this ball under 70 miles per hour? Yes.
I'll take that bet.
Ryan's going to hit that parlay all day long.
So why do you think I do so well?
Oh, yeah. I'm way on the plus.
Annie?
No, I've never.
No.
I love poker, though.
Really?
I do like to gamble.
Okay.
In a casino or just like
I've never
friends?
Played poker. I would love to play in a poker tournament. Really? I'm not going to do it with my own money.
Do you have ESPN? A good poker face?
Ooh.
Yes.
You have to wear sunglasses or do you?
Probably would, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I cannot stomach the thought of losing money that could go to my children for something. Throwing that in a poker table.
Maybe like a retired thing.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Okay.
When my kids are, or if anybody wants to sponsor me.
If anybody ever asks about a poker face, does anybody else in the room ever go, ma-ma-ma-ma? No, okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, I guess that's a no.
Ryan's like, just me?
Are you good at poker, Ryan? That wasn't meant to be funny. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't believe how good.
That was not a good poker face on my part. That's the worst poker face.
I think she's implying that I would be bad.
Listen.
You would talk. You would get a good hand. You would talk so much.
But that's,
You'd be trying to create diversions.
I do like Trump. You flood the zone.
Yeah.
You talk so much that you don't know what to pay attention to.
And Trump got a primetime address out of maybe declaring war in Venezuela.
Exactly.
Also talking to you about the decrease in inflation.
You just talk up your hand every single hand. Oh, like, here's another great one.
I feel like
I can't even tell if I'm joking or being sarcastic.
Like,
is the A good? Ethan, do you like poker? Do you play poker?
I've played once, and I had no idea what I was doing.
I think, yeah, I don't think you would be. I don't know. I think you could be.
My poker face has gotten a lot stronger in the past several years, but I just don't understand the game. So that's, I guess, like, you could argue that you have the hard part
down. First.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, Ryan, you would just not be good at poker. Like,
my only reason I want to play poker is to lay down my hand at the end of every hand and say, read them and weep. Every hand.
That is the metaphor of what you do on the show every day. Ethan, I think you would be bad at poker until you got good at it, and then I think you could be really good at it. What
about
you, Brad?
You also think I'm a ginger, so I don't know if I trust anything
about
you say.
That,
but... Well, I'm just putting you on tilt, and look at you go. What about you, Brad? You ever play?
I have played. I don't like it. I'm at the mercy of the cards, and it seems like I never get a good hand.
Hmm. That's just what you got to learn how to make people think otherwise.
I feel like Ryan would just say, like, every time, I'm all in, baby, regardless of what his cards are.
Right, when he folds.
The second someone calls on him, like, why would you call me? I'm all I put
or
my
bluff so hard that you didn't know if I was bluff. Like every time I get a hand. Oh gosh, here we go again with these twos. Every time.
Ravis, I don't even know if I don't even know if these are good.
I don't even know if these are good.
You have more success just putting the cards face down and betting.
Ethan, what do you got?
The Slew Billikens rolled last night 112-53 win over Bethune Cookman. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what their mascot is.
I was just going to say.
I was going to say go, and I was like.
Bethuners.
Beat those cooks. Yeah, 112-53. They, for the fourth time this season, scored over 100 points in a game. They're now 10-1 on the season. So those Billikens just keep on rolling.
Has their schedule been easy, or are they just that good?
I wouldn't say it's an easy schedule. They've had some good, you know, teams that are at their level that they have played out of conference that they have beat pretty impressively. So I would say that they are the way that people are talking about them right now as one of the better mid-major teams in the country is fair up to this point.
Okay.
The Blues also won last night. Joel Hofer, his third shutout of the season, 24 saves.
Two more and it's a streak.
That it is. Thank you. Justin Falk scored his eighth goal of the season from Robert Thomas. And yeah, the Blues win this one 1-0. It only took one goal that was needed. And they are back at home tonight hosting the New York Rangers.
Are they good?
Yes. They are also good. But the Jets were good. That's a good win for the Blues. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw someone on the old X say that was the Blues' most complete win of the season last night. So,
ooh, question from the YouTube chat. Real quick, Ryan, remind us what that noise is that a Bethune makes. Total D. Let's get Trisha in here. We've gotten to the fart noises part of the show. It's time.
It's almost Christmas.
To bring the boss into the studio with us for a little. Annie, are you okay? It's almost Christmas. What does that have to do with it? What? He's done. Did somebody feed him sugar? Did you eat sugar?
He fed himself sugar.
Have you been in the second gen Little Debbie drawer? You have. Busted. Christmas tree cakes abound. We'll be right back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need to interject here before I hand this over to Trisha, who is in studio with us. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
There is an update on the Brown shooting situation, and the suggestion is that there might be a connection between, they have identified a suspect, and there is a potential connection between the Brown shooting and the MIT shooting.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. So we will watch those details. It's kind of a brand new piece of information, a Fox News alert that just came through. So stay tuned for that. We'll cover it as that information. I think they're supposed to have a press conference soon. Maybe Mark, the Reardon Show will definitely be paying attention to it. So I would be okay if they found this guy and got him arrested. That would be great, especially before Christmas. Trisha. Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Do you like to pump gas?
You know what? It doesn't bother me at all.
So you do it.
Yeah.
So you do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. The stream, the comments coming in on the text were frequent and split. There were a few that agreed and a few that disagreed with me.
It's weird how passionate you are about this.
I would almost say angry.
Yeah.
A little hostile.
Let's just take me out of it.
It's really only about you.
Just create the circumstance in which people are weighing in on, which is split. Mm. And I think it probably is a gender split. Mm-hmm. Not totally sure about that because I can't tell.
I appreciate it when I don't have to when it's freezing, but otherwise I don't mind. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all appreciate that. I mean, right. Nobody wants to stop when it's freezing cold.
But. Right.
So my husband wants to do it for me.
He's the best person in the world.
Chops wood.
Sounds a little sarcastic,
but pumps gas.
Well, 0 degrees outside. He's outside chopping wood with his shirt off.
Got to keep us warm in the house.
I guess that's the only way to do it.
It is. Unless you call Air Comfort Service.
Hello.
Trisha, get control.
This isn't going to get better.
Okay.
Man dies of rabies after receiving kidney from organ donor scratched by a skunk.
Oh, no. Whoa. That's so sad.
This is a terrible story. A Michigan man is dead after contracting rabies from a kidney transplant from a deceased donor. The man initially recovered from the transplant but started experiencing symptoms 5 weeks later. After he passed, tests revealed the presence of the rabies virus in his body that was traced back to the donor who had a history of a skunk scratch.
What a roller coaster for that family.
Word. The CDC emphasized the rarity of such transmission events in relation to organ transplantation. Annie, are you okay with skunks?
Are there two options on this?
Oh, man.
No. I am not.
What if they've been defanged? You know what I mean.
It's not really their fangs that I'm worried about.
You know, they take that gland out of their butt or whatever.
Is there anything grosser than thinking about a butt gland?
You want to try?
No.
I'll take that as a challenge.
I know you will. No, skunks are the worst. And I've said this before. I think you said that I don't know if your kids are the same, but my kids think that skunks smell like weed. They don't think weed smells like skunks.
Yes.
That's super annoying.
Yeah, that's society.
Okay. Okay,
Annie! All right.
That's society.
Another terrible story. Harvard morgue manager.
Do you know what your job is on this segment here?
Well, he sold body parts. He's going to jail.
Okay.
Harvard morgue manager who sold body parts gets 8 years in prison. A former manager of the Harvard Medical School morgue in Boston was sentenced to 8 years in prison for stealing and selling body parts.
Oh, no.
Authorities say the man shipped brains, skin, hands, and faces to buyers after cadavers donated to Harvard were no longer needed for research. In court, he expressed regret.
Okay.
Who's buying?
Progress.
Who's buying this?
Apparently wealthy. There's some weirdos out there, and apparently they'd buy body parts to like display.
What?
Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the story.
Is this from CareerAddict.com?
It's from Your Tango. That's where I get most of my content.
It's clear.
The latest in fashion trends, displaying real body parts.
So wait.
At Podesta's house.
A man who ran a morgue.
Yes. At Harvard.
At Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
People donate their bodies to science.
Yep.
So Harvard gets them.
And when Harvard is done doing the science,
he sells the rest to voyeuristic people who want to display the body parts.
Yes.
Can you imagine getting that guy as your cellmate in jail?
Can you imagine going to that guy's party?
So he shows up and you get a new cellmate and the guy goes, "What are you in for?" And then he tells you that you don't believe him. I worked in the Harvard morgue. I sold body parts for people to display in their home.
Look, that's very real. But there are also apparently a whole class of people out there, maybe in the United States, where if you go to their party, they're like, "You see that? That's a human nose." Mm-hmm. Just in their house.
And they're not in prison.
They're like, "Isn't that cool? All my friends are going
to
love this."
Is it legal to own body parts?
Why is everybody looking at me? I'm just telling the Harvard story.
Because you brought it up.
Your show.
I can't imagine that it is legal to own these specific body parts.
Did it say what kind of body parts they were selling?
Skin, brains, hands, and faces.
Faces?
That's full so faces?
Weird. Hmm? You probably got to keep that behind the curtain. So if people just walk in, they don't see it. But then you go, "Look, Annie, pull the little rope."
Annie, are you okay with Harvard?
Not right now. Not a big fan.
Are you okay with Harvard? After all that.
Yikes. Harvard's a little out of my league, so this is pretty much what I know about them right now.
Your league being the Ivy?
Yes. No, my league not being the Ivy, as is them being out of my league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No, icky. That's so gross. Play this place out. Make it in. Moving
on. Let's dwell on that one a little while.
What else you got for
us,
Trisha?
Less depressing, but still gross. Massive rat spotted running through airplane forces cancellation of vacation flight.
Uh-oh.
We're on a roll.
Passengers traveling from Amsterdam to the Caribbean spotted a rat running through the cabin.
Did you say anything? You're like, just heck.
Yes,
just...
I said it once in a college class when a roach crawled into a girl's backpack.
What'd you say?
I stood up.
He goes, "Ah!"
I stood up in the middle of the class and I was like, "Listen, I'm sorry, but that girl's backpack has a live roach in it right now because I saw it crawling."
What did she say?
She goes, "Me?" And I'm like, "Yes, you."
Were you telling the truth?
It was real. But it was like one of those stadium seating rooms.
You know what you do? You know what you do? You say that, and then you're like, "I'm going to get it." And you go in and kill it for her, but there's really no roach. And you just like squish it with a tissue, and you take it and throw the tissue away. And then you ask her out because you're her hero. And Dang. Then you get married, and then she's like, "I'd like you to pump my gas." And you're like, "No, do it yourself,
Heck
woman.
No. Don't do that kind of crap. Just point out roaches."
That roach wasn't even real.
Yeah.
Who's the sucker now? Pump my gas.
Swish. Wiggins for three.
I've been waiting 20 years to tell you that.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, this happened on a KLM Royal Dutch Airlines flight headed to Aruba, where it was then supposed to continue to the island of Bonaire. The second leg of the trip was canceled so the plane could be cleaned. An employee caught the rat and was bitten on the hand.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
Rabies did it.
Annie, are you okay with rats?
No. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a rat in the wild. I've been in New York City, so you'd think that probably I would have. But I can't, I don't want to see a mouse. I don't want to know that a mouse is rooting around in my domicile. But a rat, they're so big compared to mice. And they kind of have the art of surprise to them. Like, and they're so big and their long, scraggly tail, very gross. But I'm trying to think if I've ever had an encounter with one, and I can't think of. You have?
I've never seen one out, but I've heard them.
How do you know? It wasn't a mouse.
We were in New Orleans with my wife, and she used to live there.
Yeah.
And so we were down by, I guess, where the water is in the French Quarter. And she goes, it was kind of quiet. And she goes, "You hear that?" And I'm like, oh man, yeah, I hear something. What is that? She goes, those are the rats.
Oh my
Never
gosh.
Saw them, did hear them.
My brother had a pet rat. It was white, got out, and they lost it for like 3 days, and they found it behind the toilet, dead from eating a tube of lipstick.
That poor rat
with
now
red
that
all over
is a great face. Story.
That's a good story.
It's sounded like Ryan's dream yesterday, but shorter and better.
At least the rat was probably beautiful for its funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Mail says, if someone came to my house and I had a nose displayed and they asked, whose nose is that? I would say, nobody knows.
I'll allow it.
Thank you for the comment on YouTube. That was good. Okay,
and man breaks world record singing Christmas songs for 42 hours straight.
I hope he's proud of himself. I hope his parents are too.
A man, he's actually 63 years old. A man has broken a Guinness World Record after singing Christmas tunes for 42 hours without losing his voice. He sang everything from Mariah Carey to Wham. He actually chose 38 songs. Which
that encompasses a lot of bad songs.
Everything.
Any good ones?
38 songs, which he repeated 18 times each, making a total of 684 songs.
What do you do after you've accomplished something like this? Nobody's asking, like... How do people know that you have accomplished something like that in your life?
You wear a shirt. I sang Christmas songs for 42 hours for the Guinness Book of World Records. Ask me anything.
Annie, are you okay with Christmas caroling?
Yeah, I like Christmas caroling. I was thinking about this recently when I was in grade school, went to Trinity Lutheran in Edwardsville, and we would always carol to the nursing homes that were around. And I don't know if they still really, I don't know if they still do that, but it was always a really important thing. I realized after the fact how important it was to have kids come in and sing to these people who are spending their holiday in the nursing home, just throughout the course of the day to have those kids come in and sing some basic songs. I remember what the book that we sang out of looked like. Like the pages were brown from over time and, you know, they sit in storage for 11 and a half months, and then they come out and you sing, and then they go back in storage. But I used to love doing that. Still could do it, I guess, but haven't in a long time. Do you go caroling?
I did once or twice when I was in...
During Christmas?
Early high school. And I was in the middle of June. Mm. Nobody was home, so we just...
Stood on their porch singing. To nobody. Before Ring cam, so nobody even caught
it. My son and his buddies, they're 15... all went trick-or-treating. They got really dressed up and they went trick-or-treating. And they said, when my son got back, he goes, we were talking about we should go back out. We should go Christmas caroling. And how would you feel if you got a knock on your door and it was a half a dozen 15-year-old boys singing Christmas carols?
If they were really good, I would think it was good.
What if they weren't good, but they were giving it their all? Would you tell them?
I would really try to read their faces to see if they thought it was a joke or if they were trying.
Ryan, if it was a joke, would you not appreciate it?
No, I wouldn't, because I'd be like, oh.
Because you don't think things are funny?
15. Out doing some pranks. Go do it to somebody else.
Knocking on your door and singing you jingle bells and not doing it well?
I guess
you'd say run along.
I guess I think that was kind of funny. I don't know. Really have to read them. Really have to see. Where's your heart in this, boys? I'd probably ask them.
I told them they should do it. I'll drive them around and do it. They should just ask for some canned goods and then just take them to the local food pantry or something when they're done. I don't know. I was like, what are you going to get out of it? They're like, in true 15-year-old fashion, they hadn't thought that far yet. What are you going to sing? Well, we're not sure. Not a lot of thought into it, but the moment presented itself and they thought, yeah, we should do that. Trisha, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to answer this question. Trisha, stick around if you'd like to. Are gift cards a good gift? Only to receive? Only to give? Always or not usually? Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Leave us some comments in the text. We'll get some of those from Ryan when we come back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The poll for today, a lot of people, if you're still working to get your shopping done, you're getting very, very close to gift card territory. Where do you go to buy your gift cards? Do you go to the store specifically? Or
I like to.
I'm a Walgreens.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Especially for birthday gifts and stuff.
You can buy a card and everything right there in the aisle and get the whole thing. Don't need to overcomplicate it.
Nope.
Is that where you tend to go?
Especially when we're doing it like on the way to a birthday or something like that. not for Christmas as much.
So I'm asking this question broadly speaking. So I know that there are people who it's easier to just get gift cards for or whatever. Maybe like a teacher, you give them like a $5 Starbucks gift card or something. Oh, that's exciting. My husband gets those. He doesn't go to Starbucks.
Mine too.
He loads them into my app.
Well, my wife does use them.
Yeah. Are gift cards a good gift? Only to receive, only to give, always, or not usually? Brad, what do you think?
I think it's always okay to give and always okay to receive them. I don't have any problem with gift cards whatsoever. I mean, it's like you were thinking of me, so that's super special, and like, I think that's really what counts.
Joe says, a gift card is kind of like today's poll question. Not much thought put into it, but still nice. I said that before the show.
So he's right.
Yeah.
Supposed to admit that.
Me or him?
You.
No, it's true, which is why I would say I think that gift cards are not usually a good gift.
Oh, okay.
There are people who you can give or receive gift cards from that it's fine. It's like it is the thought that counts, especially if it's like a something small. Like if you weren't expecting anything and you get a gift card for coffee or something like that, that's fine. But if it's like your close loved one and it's Christmas morning and it's a gift card, that like I don't enjoy giving that.
Okay.
I feel like spend the gift card, find out something that they want to have so that unless it's a requested thing and maybe they're trying to buy something that's bigger than one gift is going to be able to accommodate, so you kind of pool things together. But I don't know. I just think that gift cards are kind of an easy way out, like this poll. Thank you, Joe. I literally said that before the show started.
Well, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
I would still appreciate a gift card.
A gift card.
Yeah.
To Jelly Belly.
Thank you. Yeah,
and then if you can't use it.
I would actually think that you spent a lot of time thinking about the perfect gift card to give me.
I probably did. My answer to this question is only to receive. Because I love getting them. I try not to give them.
Yeah, that's what kind of, I wouldn't prefer a gift card, but I'm never mad at a gift card. But to the same point, like if you're moving into giving them, then it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's a cop out because you're still giving a gift. But
yeah.
It does seem like you've thought about it and I'll just get them a gift card.
The time that I think a gift card is the best though, is if you get it to a place that you know they probably wouldn't go on their own, but you know they'd like it. And you're like, go here. You're going to love it. Usually a restaurant.
Give me an example of what that would mean for you to receive.
Usually a restaurant. Unless it's some random store that I don't know anything about that they're like, this is you.
So maybe like a nice steakhouse somewhere that you wouldn't traditionally go. You're basically providing an experience for somebody.
Yes.
As opposed to paid for. Like here is an Amazon gift card.
Yes. Although I love getting those things.
Yeah.
I just usually try not to get them.
We have the final results here. 6% said only to receive. 4% said only to give. 20%, 1 in 5, say not usually. 70% say it's always okay.
Wow.
A gift card is always a good gift. Thank you for everybody who voted in that one. If you missed it on the show today, we had in studio with us Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway. We had Republican candidate for governor in Illinois, Darren Bailey, join us in studio for half of the 1 o'clock hour. Also, Hans von Spakovsky. Big show that we had today. Check it out on the Annie Fry Show podcast. Keep it here for Mark Reardon next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.